Unit 2.5, Exercise 5, page 46. Challenges. Going to extremes. If you are looking for the adventure of a lifetime, how about bungee jumping into the basin of an active volcano in Chile? This is definitely not for the faint-hearted. To begin with, you will have to fly on the outside of a helicopter travelling at high speed. Once the helicopter is hovering over the crater, you make the leap. The bungee extends up to 450 feet below the helicopter, and you will end up within 700 feet of the molten lava. Battle of the Brains. University Challenge is a quiz program that has been watched by British TV viewers since 1962. Every series starts with 28 teams, each with four contestants from a single university. The questions mostly require the contestants to recall knowledge, although sometimes they involve calculation. A starter question is asked, and the first contestant that presses a buzzer can answer. If the answer is correct, their team is given three more questions. The team scoring the most points in the match goes on to the next round. After 16 matches, a winning team emerges. Reaching a peak. Rock climbing and mountaineering are popular sports in Russia, which is not surprising, as this is where the highest mountain in Europe is found. Mount Elbrus is 5,642 metres high and is just north of the main Caucasus mountain range. In the summer, it is not necessary to have in-depth knowledge or wide experience of mountaineering techniques to climb the mountain. However, courage and plenty of willpower are needed to cope with the weather conditions. It is often cloudy with low temperatures and strong winds. Climbers who reach the summit are rewarded with spectacular panoramic views. Racing out of necessity. Iron Will is a fascinating film with a well-developed plot. The story unfolds when Will Stoneman's father dies in an accident and he is left to look after his family. They need money, so Will decides to join a cross-county dog sled race with his eyes on the prize money. He prepares for the race both physically and mentally with the help of a coach, Ned Dodd. The harsh weather and bleak landscape seem to symbolise the hardship in Will's life that must be overcome. When it comes to the actual race, the suspense created in the film is absolutely brilliant. Prizes before Pride. In the Japanese TV game show Takeshi's Castle, the castle in question is guarded by Count Takeshi and his henchmen. It is their job to hinder the progress of 100 keen contestants who take part in the game and who undertake a variety of physically challenging tasks. These include climbing slippery walls, running through mud, jumping onto moving objects, and attempting to cling to the castle in a Velcro suit. The tasks get harder as the game progresses, but contestants seem quite happy to put up with a lot of humiliation in their attempt to win prizes. Going for gold. One of the attractions of a good sports movie is the enthusiasm, even obsession, of a dedicated athlete that comes across so effectively on screen. In Cool Runnings, the hero, Doris Bannock, is determined to make it into the Olympics. So he starts Jamaica's first Olympic bobsledding team. His determination and persistence are inspirational, and this is cleverly balanced with the humour provided by the dynamics between him, the other team members, and their less than willing coach. Altogether, this is a thoroughly good family film. Preparation and pleasure. Anyone who wants to undertake a mountain trek for charity should take part in a training weekend. Having the chance to walk for 2 days in the mountains enables volunteers to assess their fitness and walking pace and learn how to cope with the terrain. It also provides an opportunity to meet people who have already undertaken such a challenge and others who are about to. Being informed about such issues as foot care, altitude, sleeping arrangements, and medical issues can make a big difference to your enjoyment of the trek.